Vacant legislative seats in Wisconsin have drawn national attention. A Democratic-linked group called the National Democratic Redistricting Committee is headed by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. The group has filed a lawsuit against Governor Walker. Holder explained their decision to sue during an interview with the Washington Post.
Governor Walker, there are two people, a state assemblyman and a state senator who left their positions to join his administration under the applicable regulations in Wisconsin. You're supposed to fill those seats as soon as is practical, as soon as is possible. And he has made or indicated he wasn't going to fill these things until 2019. And so people in those districts would have been unrepresented over the course of the next year. And we made the determination that we would sue on their behalf to tell him to do his job, which is to hold a special election.
Eric Holder there. Sean Johnson joins us now with the details on the lawsuit. He's WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, talk about these openings. What seats are open?
So we're talking about one state assembly seat and one state Senate seat. The state assembly seat is the 42nd Assembly District, which was held by Republican Keith Ripp of Lodi, who resigned to take a job in the Walker administration. And the Senate district is the first state Senate district, which was previously held by Republican Frank Lissay, who also resigned to take a seat or take a job in the Walker administration. Those resignations happened very late in 2017. And that's part of the reason we have kind of this, you know, the legal argument that we're hearing from the governor's office that he doesn't need to fill them immediately because they happened in 2017 and it's now 2018. That's sort of at the heart of the technical argument that he's making as to not filling these seats.
Right. There's some wiggle room, some gray areas in the state law on special elections. Is that right?
I guess that will be tested because normally this isn't something that's really disputed. You know, normally there's an open seat. And the governor calls an election, and Governor Walker has previously without much fanfare. You know, it hasn't been a big deal. There's a long history of it. So, you know, what may be tested in this case is that state law says that any vacancy for state Senate or state assembly that occurs before the second Tuesday in May of the year in which a regular election is held to fill that seat shall be filled as promptly as possible by a special election. So be filled as promptly as possible is what state law says. And the governor's essentially saying that since Lissay and Ripp resigned in 2017, that the law that requires that special election is not in play here. And so they're saying that because of that, special elections are not required. Now, practically speaking, that does mean that these seats remain vacant and will remain vacant for more than a year, which a Wisconsin review actually found has not happened before.
Governor Walker and his spokespeople have given a practical explanation, too. They say, hey, by the time these seats would be filled, they wouldn't have anything to do. How does that all match up with the legislative schedule?
Yeah, that the thing is, the legislature, and I mean, there's truth to that. So the legislature we're talking about right now is rushing to finish its business for 2018. You know, the assembly, they may come back yet in 2018, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said that when they held their floor votes last week, that was it, that they were done for the year. And the state Senate, you know, they have, you know, a one more session day that they plan to be on the floor in March. And after that, they want to be done. So there are days that they could meet in April or in May. You know, they could potentially be back then, but practically speaking, the legislature does wrap up its work pretty early now in an election year, and that's part of the argument that Walker is making.
That's direct session work. Do lawmakers do other stuff during the off season, spring training, or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That is your elected representative in state government. I mean, somebody who has an issue with state government right now in any other state Senate district or any other state assembly district can call the office of their state representative and their state senator. And they don't have that option here. So while these offices are still staffed by legislative aides, it's not the same as having somebody who you elected to advocate for you if you're having a problem with a state agency or a state service, or you know, you got a bad road in your district, for example. Stuff like that is all the kinds of things that a state legislator's office will hear in constituent contact. And, you know, it just doesn't have the same oomph if you don't have somebody elected there to deal with those issues.
We're talking to WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about a lawsuit filed against Governor Walker over his decision to not call special elections for two open legislative seats. Here again is former Attorney General Eric Holder involved in this suit, talking about the motivation behind it.
You know, I'm not looking for a particular result. You know, I'm just saying, look, hold the election, do what you're supposed to do. And that's what the NDRC is really all about.
Democrats are kind of hoping for a particular result, though. People are looking at state legislative special elections around the country, including one in Wisconsin that flipped from a longtime Republican seat to a Democratic held seat now. Are partisan politics kind of at the back of people's minds here, Sean?
I think you could argue that it is the reason that Democrats are calling for these elections, not just purely out of a sense of purity and representative democracy, that they have an interest in getting these elections held because there's a potential that they could pick up some seats. There's also the potential that Governor Walker is holding off on calling these elections because Republicans could lose them. I mean, you just look at that assembly district that was held by Keith Ripp. That would probably be fought over by Republicans and Democrats, regardless of the year and circumstances. It's in a fairly competitive part of Wisconsin, and having an open seat there, you could probably say that's anybody's seat to win at this point. In the first state Senate district, you know, in another year, you might look at that and say, well, Frank Lissay has been there for a while. It's a pretty conservative district. Democrats have tried to win that before and come up short. But in 2018, Democrats are looking at their recent victory in the 10th state Senate district with Patty Schachner, who won a surprise victory there in a seat that Democrats haven't held for quite a while and won it pretty convincingly. So they want to hold these elections and they want to kind of seize on this moment, whereas there doesn't seem to be that urgency from the governor's office and Republicans. They want to just wait until regularly scheduled elections in November.
So we got this lawsuit. What courts is this going into? What happens now?
It's going to be filed in Dane County Circuit Court, so state court. And I mean, it's a state statute and a state constitution issue. So while this is something that has attracted the attention of a national organization led by Eric Holder, it is at its heart a state issue, and that's where it's going to be decided. So that means, you know, you got a Dane County Circuit Court that would have the first say in this, presumably, but it could ultimately be appealed to the state Supreme Court, which has a conservative majority.
And if this doesn't go quickly, I mean, it could be unresolved by the time elections roll around.
Yeah, I mean, if this doesn't work its way through, there is going to be an election in November for these seats, you know. So practically speaking, you know, at this point, Walker is saying today, the governor is saying on Twitter that if he, that at this point, there's really no reason for him to call a special election because, you know, you would be looking at somebody getting into these districts much later in the year. And Democrats are saying, well, you know, at this time, maybe that's the case, but she had months to act and failed to do so. So that's kind of where that argument is at this point.
I want to check in, Sean, before we let you go, on one other elections-related piece of news. Mike Haas, head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, arguably, there's debate over his title even, but he's announced now that he's no longer going to stay there. He's not going to push back against efforts by the legislature to bump him out from his job as head of that agency. What's the latest?
Yeah, I think we can still say he is still, as of now, the head of that agency because he kind of knows what it takes to run it, and nobody else is raising their hand to do that job at this very moment. But Mike Haas is going to step aside. He won't fight the state Senate's vote to reject his confirmation last month. And so what that means is that there will be somebody new at the head of that agency. The same thing's going to happen in the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. There'd been some thought that there would be a lawsuit to fight the Senate, where some commissioners thought it was up to them to decide who to hire and fire to run these agencies, and they liked Mike Haas. But it sounds like with Mike Haas now stepping aside, that won't be the case, and that the Senate's action, that specifically the vote by Republican state senators, will stand. And these two administrators who were connected to the Government Accountability Board, which investigated Governor Scott Walker and other conservatives as part of a now-closed John Doe investigation, they are going to be removed from their positions, and there will be someone new running that, those agencies in 2018.
And Sean, talk about the job here. We've got a state Supreme Court election going on basically right now. We've got a big election in November, concerns about outside Russian interference in elections. This is an important job.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and it takes a while to learn all that. You know, it takes a while to get that expertise. And, you know, regardless of what people thought about Mike Haas, he'd been there long enough that he kind of knew election law, state and federal, and Wisconsin's place in it. So somebody else will have to kind of step in and assume that expertise. Haas said it, you know, it occurred to him that the agency would be kind of missing out on his expertise by leaving. On the other hand, if he had stayed there and tried to fight this thing in court, that was going to be a big distraction for an agency and lead to a lot of uncertainty at an agency when they have a pretty heavy calendar ahead.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us to talk about a lawsuit filed against Governor Walker for his decision not to call special elections to fill two open legislative seats. You can read WisContext reporting on the history of special elections at wiscontext.org/special elections.